Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Well, friends, I guess we all appreciate how fortunate we are to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving Day, as many of us are doing in America today. And so, just let me wish you and yours the happiest of Thanksgiving. And that wish comes from every one of us here in this program, and from Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap that's bringing a new kind of wash day to thousands of homemakers. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, the kitchen windows are steaming, and the fine fragrance of spices, roasting turkey, hot pies, sauce, and gravy fills the air. The wind is nippy, and last night there was a little snow. In fact, it's Thanksgiving. And Molly's guests are on their way, but Molly has a problem. She has a turkey. Oh, a turkey that's the king of all turkeys, the father of all turkeys, a great, big, bulky, heavy-breasted bird big enough to feed a regiment. And so...
Rosalie, are you doing what I said? Come here, I can't talk long distance. Come here, darling. David, come here, darling. Sit by me. Here, I'm just scared. Yes, watch what Mrs. Goldberg is going to do to her turkey.
What are you doing?
You see, darling, you see. Well, Rosalie, please, are you doing what I said?
What,
my girl, what, ma? Rosalie, you know I have so much to do and to do and to do and to do. I want you to call anybody you ever wish. It falls into your head, and I want you to ask them if they want to come over here for turkey, because I have such a big turkey, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, Ma, but everybody will be here soon. Now, aren't you going to change?
I'm going to change. I'm almost changed. Come on, change, darling. There's just a change in my nature. Go, darling, call, please. Then I may be called to the people, there's some strangers in the town, the men for the tips in the post, like the post.
Yes,
maybe.
All right,
and then they got nobody to go to. I got such a big turkey, go, darling.
Right.
Papa is not here yet, huh? In family. Baby, there is baby.
Oh,
she'll
be home in a minute, Mom.
Oh, so call, darling, please.
Oh, David, darling.
David, you want a taste? That's your new suit, dear. That's your new suit. So you're asking, Rosalie?
All right.
You know, darling? No? So who's coming?
Her husband was working on the telephone poles. They're boarding over the
farmhouse.
They're coming over.
Oh, that's nice. They're boarding from the Llewellyn. You found out they're boarding from the Llewellyn. That's nice. So there'll be three men, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. So put three places more. Yes,
all right.
That's a bit spicy, huh? Go, dear darling. Don't stand. They're coming right over,
uh-huh.
Huh?
That's good.
No, David is going to stay by me. David is going to stay by me. We'll have to tell him about Thanksgiving. Oh, such a big turkey. Bigger than you, David. Put it back in the oven.
In the oven?
Mm-hmm. Put it back in the oven. They only had such a tiny one, and they only had such a big one. So, now, I'll get everything ready. Rosa, darling, don't forget napkins in the new places.
Oh,
my God. Here, baby, darling, want to taste my cranberries? Good?
Good.
Yeah. Now, what do I have to do? Yes, I'll cut my pies. You like pumpkin, darling, huh? Rosalie, stop looking in the looking glass, please. Said better.
I am.
David, darling, tomorrow, when I have time, so I'm going to tell you all about the pilgrims. And Pocahontas and the pilgrims and the Plymouth Rock and how John Alden said, talk to yourself, darling. Tell you all the stories. So now I'm busy. Rosalie, put my carvings nice in front of me. Who came? Somebody came. Rosalie, Sammy?
Ma.
Who came, darling?
Ma, I brought some fellas over. You said your turkey was so big.
Oh, that's good. That's wonderful. How many did you bring?
Four.
Four.
Yeah.
Four. That's very good. Rosalie, six, four more.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
No, you didn't. Please, no discussion. Start back with the forward. He introduced, he didn't introduce. Please. You want to help Rosie, David, huh?
Yeah, okay.
And Mrs. Olga, darling, Stanley.
Yes,
apologize for me, yes, dear? I'll be in directly. And Papa's not home yet, huh? Take everybody into the front room. Oh, I'm glad we will have enough people to eat the turkey. No, dear, yes? Here's the table, Rosie, please.
Do you think I'll have to put an extra board in the table, Mom?
I don't think so,
come
dear.
On, come on, Rosie, right. I'll introduce
go,
you.
Go, dear. Go, David. Go, David. And the moon is shining. Rosalie, you wouldn't have nothing the same to match. Just fix them half and half.
All right,
dear. Oh,
favor. You was worried about the turkey being too big, so I brought you three extra guests along. All right?
Three?
I couldn't find more.
Three, four, and three.
What's three, four, and three?
I'm figuring.
Not enough.
Yeah, now it's enough.
Now, when do we eat?
Momentarily, darling, momentarily. Rosalie, just put three extra.
All right. Then I'll just straighten myself.
Go, dear.
I will be a jiffy.
All right.
Come on. Three more?
I know.
Well, is it all right?
Well, just about. Three, four, three. Yep, said Bob. We'll put an extra board. Tell Tamla to help you.
Well, you see that I get a little dark meat anyway now?
Mm-hmm. So go, darling.
I'll have to use three different kinds of napkins,
yeah,
Ma.
Yeah, that's all right. Who came in? That's Seymour.
Did you know he was bringing anything?
I mentioned the turkey was big.
Oh, got two more people for you. Oh, hello, Miss Goldberg.
Two? Two, Seymour?
Yes, all right, Mrs. Goldberg.
Two, huh?
And they love turkeys. Don't worry.
All right, Rosalie.
Come here, Miss Goldberg. I'll introduce you to them.
We haven't got enough glasses, Mom.
Well, tell Stanley to run over to Martaville before some barrels come.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you.
Mom, what are you going to do? You won't have enough now, will you?
Three and four and three and two. And us. Who's that? Who's that? What a baby.
Uh-huh. Martin's worth six more people off this.
Which of ever I should do?
How will you feed them? Did you tell her to bring some?
I said I had a big turkey.
So how will you feed them?
We opened the door between the dining room and the front room and put the front room table together with the dining room table.
All right.
Ma, did you tell Bertie to bring all those people?
Oh, don't ask me questions now, Pamela. Please don't ask me questions. Here, take in the kitchen table and put up the sides and put it together with the front room table and the dining room table. And maybe it'll be
all right.
Here, take in
all right, Ma. Don't forget the part I like in the turkey, Ma.
I wouldn't forget nothing. Take in the turkey. I'll help you.
Yes, go. Come on, Rosie. Be careful now.
Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very careful. Three, four, three, two, six. And look.
I brought six extras for you, Mrs. Dolby.
Thank you, Bertie.
Well, am I hungry? Can I taste?
What are you tasting already? Why don't you wait? I didn't eat all day either. I'm saving myself.
Seymour, tell Mr. Goldberg to come into the kitchen and turn and roll a little toe.
I'll go.
No, stay, Bertie.
You want some more in the kitchen?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, Bertie, remember how Mama's kitchen smells on Thanksgiving? Only we have chicken.
You look worried, Mrs. Goldberg.
No, Bertie, no, I'm just figuring.
Can I help you?
Jake?
What is it, Molly? When do we eat?
What is it, Ma?
I'm afraid that...
What is it, Ma? The turkey burn?
What do we do?
Wait, stop.
It didn't burn, but if you have turkey tomorrow, will it be all right?
Tomorrow?
Because there wouldn't be enough.
I don't mind.
Oh, Ma, you asked me to invite Mrs. Goldberg.
A fine to do. Very fine. So if you had a piece of turkey left over, Would it be any harm? You have to send out a SOS for turkey customers.
All right, please. Rosalie, darling, then I'll ask you, when I'll go to the table, then I'll ask you if you want turkey.
I'll say no, Ma.
All right, Ma, don't worry.
And, please, then I'll ask you, Pamela, too.
Yeah.
And go to everybody to the table. See more. Look, darling, tomorrow I'll make a turkey, and I'll make a turkey and turkey. And Seymour, then I'll ask you if you run back or right or whichever. So you say stop and kill. And I'll give you stop and kill.
If you didn't say...
All right, baby, please. So you'll take me a
He at least said I have stuffing.
I will, Joe.
Want me to help him, Ma?
They see this?
Uh-huh.
They don't give me the big platter, darling.
This one, Ma?
Uh-huh. Rosalie, after I put everybody out, and if there's anything left, so...
Don't worry, Ma.
All right, Ma.
Here, darling, family, you take this in and see everybody is seated on
yes.
the table.
Yes, Ma. Yes, all right. Please. Don't worry. If Bertie and Papa and Rosie and Seymour and I don't take any turkey, there'll be enough.
All right. Now, tomorrow I'll make the turkey and
take
it. What's that, Ma?
The people I invited, Ma.
Oh, my. Did you set for them?
Uh-huh.
So go and see them. I'm coming in with the turkey momentarily.
Just
go
in, darling.
Gee, you certainly got enough together.
But, if I only made more stuff.
Oh, all right, Ma, please. Let's go in.
Wait, I'll get my turkey out.
All right.
How's my hair?
Fine, Ma.
I look all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. If I only made more stuff.
All right, Ma. All right?
You got everything?
Uh-huh.
All right.
So come.
All right, Ma. Well, you're going tomorrow. I'll make the
film. Don't worry, Ma. It says in that.
Welcome.
Ma, you know everybody, don't you, Ma?
I know everybody. How did you? You all comfortable? Everybody's comfortable? Well, I think I'll come. Jay, dear, six my chair, family.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. Jay, dear, dark meat or light?
Stuffing, please. Thank you.
Family?
Stuffing.
No dark or light?
No, Ma.
Oh, Rosalie, dark or light?
No, Mama, darling.
Is it my family we should go without turkey forever in age? but we have to be reminded of our blessings. That's why we have turkey. Seymour?
Yeah.
White?
No, thank you.
Dark?
No, just a little gravy on bread.
Cranberries?
Thank you.
Birdie, dark or white? Which?
Both. Stuffing, please, and cranberry sauce.
Yes, surely.
Drumstick, please, and if you have a little extra white meat, Mr. Talbot.
Excuse me.
There you go, Jake.
I'll be right back. The bicarbonate is upstairs, is it not?
So the Thanksgiving dinner is on its immense way with the great turkey dwarfed to pygmy size. And if looks could carve, well, Bertie and her appetite would be stuffing now. But it's just like the Goldbergs to have the whole world trooping in and out of the house. It's the thing for which Molly is most grateful